This past week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and his GOP challenger, Jack Cittarelli, had their first very active, that's a good word, debate, which actually may have got more eyes and ears on it than typical first debate since it's so close to election day. It's been long proven after Labor Day is the time when more people start paying more attention to political things like this. They fought, and that's kind of the accurate term, fought over everything. With genuine anger, it seemed at some point, you really start to think these two guys really don't like each other. Cittarelli went after Murphy over how he handled Ida, his handling of the COVID crisis at the nursing homes and veteran centers. Governor hit Cittarelli on his record on abortion rights, his appearance at a rally for Trump, which Cittarelli's claimed ignorance about. We'll get to that in a bit. Cittarelli accused the governor of waiting too long to declare a state of emergency as Ida, which wound up killing 30 people in New Jersey, hit the state really hard. He said Murphy didn't announce a state of emergency until around 10 p.m., but by that time, tornado had already destroyed one neighborhood. Many people in the state were trapped in their cars, low-lying homes, basement apartments. Later on, Murphy's office said, well, you know, the state of emergency declaration actually went into effect at 9 p.m., but his office didn't announce it to the public until 10 p.m. It was there. No one just knew about it. Murphy, who in the past has regularly issued similar declarations hours before a snowflake hits the ground when some sort of impending blizzard is headed our way, originally defended the timing of his state emergency by saying his administration will do a post-mortem on Ida. Not the best choice of terms. I mean, technically, that's what it's called now when you try to look back and see what you messed up on. Governor pushed back in the debate. This was past Tuesday, warning the audience, more Idas will hit New Jersey and the rest of the country if voters don't back somebody like him, because he's going to tackle climate change. In the meantime, all those homes in low-lying areas will still be flooded, and I don't have to remind people who especially live in those areas what that's all about. Murphy, meanwhile, went after Cittarelli for opposing mask mandates, saying it should be a parent's choice whether kids wear masks in school. That's what Cittarelli has said. But when you think about it, that's an issue that thankfully involves a decreasing number of people, since mask mandates are seen to be positive by a majority of people here in New Jersey. Cittarelli also voiced his continued opposition to vaccine mandates, although he said he encouraged people to get vaccinated, and he actually said he's been vaccinated as well. These two will meet again at second debate. October 12th will be at Rowan University. Major focus of the debate over the state's high death toll in nursing home veteran centers during the COVID-19 pandemic. That was a major focus. Cittarelli repeatedly went after Murphy for New Jersey leading the nation in deaths in nursing homes. Murphy's administration, as Murphy tried to point out, did call for residents to return to the nursing homes, citing hospitals reaching capacity at the height of the state's crisis. But the claim is the order called for those people to be isolated from the main nursing home populations. Murphy said we were crystal clear. They needed to be separated. Crystal clear if you can find the crystal. Well, you can see Murphy's order on our downloads page on our website, issuesandideasradio.com. It does not mention the part about separation. That was included in information posted online deep within the state government website that you pretty much needed a map and a 3-month head start to find. Some other side notes from the debate. Murphy was questioned by the moderators why he did not get backing from the state's second largest police union for this race, despite getting their support when he ran 4 years ago. Cittarelli made headlines back in July after a video surfaced of him telling voters at a campaign stop he is against teaching, quote, gender ID and sexual orientation to kindergartners, that he'd roll back new LGBTQ curriculum requirements in the state schools because, in his view, they go too far. Asked about that at the debate, he said, I believe there are certain subject matters for our younger students that are best left at the kitchen table. Murphy was asked about his treatment of women, specifically about Katie Brennan. She's a former state official who publicly accused a former top aide of Murphy of raping her during Murphy's 2017 campaign. Brennan became the center of the New Jersey political world back in late 2018. That's when she publicly accused Albert Alvarez, who was the Latino Muslim Outreach Director of Murphy's first campaign of raping her when she was a volunteer for the campaign. Brennan testified in a hearing in December of 2018 that she told multiple members of Murphy's inner circle about her allegations, but her pleas were not answered. She said Alvarez was given a job in the administration after she first alerted Murphy's team about the accusations. Murphy's reply to this during the debate, he said he publicly and privately apologized to Brennan and that her experience helped to make him and his administration better by confronting mistakes that were made head on. Murphy did not point out how long it took before he uttered one word or took one action in response to all this because, well, let's just say it wasn't immediate. For Cittarelli, who remains largely unknown to most voters just a little more than a month before Election Day, this debate was a chance for him to reintroduce himself to people who agree with him. Maybe, hopefully, given the level of independent voter registration the state win over converts from that voter bloc. Murphy, who has strong approval ratings, surprisingly, going into his re-election campaign, it was a chance to remind everyone why they voted for him for the first time. There were actually some topics that didn't show up on the radar screen in the debate this past week. Hopefully they will in the one coming up later on this month. Well, things like New Jersey transit and congestion pricing, the waits for unemployment benefits, and except for a brief mention in Cittarelli's closing statement, massive delays at the state motor vehicle agencies. I got some info about that coming up in a few as well. Murphy still has a double-digit lead over Cittarelli, and according to a new poll from Monmouth University, but on the bright side for the GOP, Cittarelli has gained ground in recent weeks due to more GOP voters throwing their support behind him. Looking at some of the numbers, Murphy leads Cittarelli 51-38%. Similar poll saw the last spread 52-36. Cittarelli's backing among Republican voters, that's gone up down from 85% to 91%. And more voters say they trust Cittarelli over Murphy to handle their concerns about taxes. Almost half of New Jerseyans in the survey said they had a favorable impression of Murphy, 31% said for Cittarelli. That's an increase from last month when just 26% said they had a good impression of Cittarelli. Murphy and Cittarelli both draw broad support from their own parties. Murphy leads Cittarelli 44-39%, however, among voters who are not aligned with either party. Independents, 36% of the electorate, make up the independent column. After hitting a high of 71% back in 2020, half of voters now say they still trust Murphy to handle their concern about the pandemic. Only 23% said the same for Cittarelli. 39% of voters in the poll said they trust Cittarelli more to handle their concerns about taxes. 33% said the same for Murphy. Voters are split on who can better help small businesses. 36% said Cittarelli, 34% said Murphy. Murphy leads Cittarelli 39-32, though, when it comes to jobs in the economy. And when it comes to handling crime, 32% give the nod to Murphy, 30% give it to Cittarelli. So it seems like if you look at those numbers, although the overall who am I going to vote for question has a widespread look at the various issues, is there room for Cittarelli to make the inroads that he needs to make? Again, that's the next debate could be very telling. Although both candidates are carrying baggage into this election, Murphy, of course, carries the weight of his decisions about things like nursing homes, veteran centers during the pandemic, along with income and property tax issues. Cittarelli, it's still that Stop the Steal rally that he attended. Well, he says he didn't know that it was a Stop the Steal rally. Told NJ.com, for example, this was a report from August 9th, former state lawmaker who once called Trump a charlatan unfit for office, Cittarelli, Jack Cittarelli, was an old-school New Jersey moderate. Then he spoke at a Stop the Steal rally last fall and gradually warmed to Trump's policies, all part of walking the tightrope of a primary with opponents who tried to turn the race into a Trump loyalty test. Cittarelli has, this is the report continuing, since claimed he wasn't aware of the rally's theme and that it turned into something else after he arrived. Another report from May 23rd, the Somerset County politician who appeared at a Stop the Steal rally at Trump's golf club in Bedminster in November, though he claimed he wasn't aware of the event's theme, that it turned into something else after I was there. After I was there. Catch that? As opposed to the early report where Chitterelli claimed that it turned into something else after he arrived. Whoops. Chitterelli's campaign said the candidate has repeatedly acknowledged that President Joe Biden won the 2020 election over Trump. One small problem with all this. There's, well, at least one photo I've seen of Chitterelli speaking at the rally with a sign prominently featured behind him. What's the sign read? Stop the steal. Flyer for the rally, too, which was attended by 3 percenters, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, prominently features a photo of Chitterelli as a guest speaker. Again, I say, whoops.